Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
So, the Melbourne Community Hub is back open after lockdown. Ordinarily, the hub hosts a barista-style cafe, a library, and an art gallery. Clive Porter is one of the trustees and on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Clive.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. Now, listen, this sounds like a lot more than your average village hall. You've got a cafe, a library and an art gallery.
Yep. Well, this was a purpose-built building back in 2014. It's disabled-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
There's a stair lift to go up to our meeting rooms. Yes, we have meeting rooms which we let out to companies, other charities, etc. So, and the atrium, which houses the cafe, the art gallery, and the library on the ground floor, obviously.
Mm.
And we have improved upon it over the years.
Well, it sounds fantastic. So you're reopening now after the lockdown. I can only imagine. I mean, just tell us the sort of effect that the absence has had on Melbourne.
Oh yes, definitely, and it's been shown quite visibly by the number of people that have suddenly pounded back to us. We've been open now 2 weeks, and we've gone along with the 50% reduction on meals that the government has kindly granted establishments.
This is Rishi's Eat Out to Help Out, isn't it? I think I sort of took advantage of that yesterday evening, which was quite pleasant.
That's right, yes. So we've had them pour on Mondays to Wednesdays. So they've absolutely been pouring back to us again, thankfully.
Do you think it was interesting? Because we had last week, we were chatting to Scott Holden. He runs Scott's All Day here in Cambridge. And he was just ever so slightly worried that at least the Wednesday trade was maybe pushing people, basically bringing them forward. People who might have turned up on Thursday are just coming on Wednesday instead. I guess it makes no difference to you because you're getting the £10 back from the government on that.
That's right. Yes. Mm. But it has obviously fallen off towards the end of the week, but not very significantly, thankfully.
Mm.
And I'm very surprised at the upbeat of the village now that we're open again.
That's an interesting thing. These, you know, places like the Community Hub, I guess, you know, it kind of does what it says on the tin. And if you're offering activities or providing a space for other people to run activities, then that's something which everybody can get excited about.
Oh, absolutely, yes. I mean, normally we would be having craft fairs, music events, quiz evenings, but of course all this sadly came to an end in March.
Yeah. How different does the diary look for the kind of things that you have? I'm just trying to think, you know, a place like the Community Hub. I don't know if you have a bingo night, but that's the sort of thing that one might imagine taking place. And, you know, I guess you can have families all together, can't you? But it does make it very difficult.
Oh, yes. So at the moment, we can't really plan anything into the future. We don't know how long this terrible disease is going to be with us. We don't... You just can't really plan, but immediately, anyway, we're putting on a pleasant menu for people, and they're all very happy to come back, and they feel very secure because we're still operating the original 2 meter distancing.
Right, that's probably very important, isn't it?
Oh, I think so. Yes, and all of our staff and waiters are wearing visors. We've got plenty of screening up, distancing mats and gel. Stations all around the atrium. Many people have commented on how secure they feel when they come to us.
Yeah, I guess that's what people need to. Is it all ages who come, or just from certain age ranges?
Oh, absolutely. We welcome everybody, from tiny tots right up to elderly people. We've got a broad spectrum of the village, but it's not just our village that patronises us. We have people coming in from the other communities around us as well.
Fantastic. So you've been working with the parish council on a local food bank, is that right?
That's right, yes. So doing the operation and also collecting and delivering prescriptions.
Ah, I see.
And that's very important. I know my mum lives in a small village, and I know that getting hold of a prescription, which is in the next village, of course, is not necessarily easy for people. So that's a useful service. So how in terms of putting the programme together, do you generally, you have the cafe on a daily basis that encourages people to come in. Are there any other events within Melbourne which are starting to happen within the community hub which people are able to put together?
Not at the moment. No, we're looking. I suppose next thing we should be opening up will probably be the library, but there's no date set for that yet, unfortunately.
No, well, do let us know.
We would be having a craft fair very shortly now, coming up to Christmas. And at Christmas time, for the last 4 years, we've had the switching on of the Melbourne lights. We've had, funnily enough, Melbourne has two Christmas trees normally, one erected by the parish council and one outside our establishment. And we have a wonderful Christmas Eve feel about it, mince pies, everything you can think of, and the family's really bound into us. We're packed out, at 6 o'clock, about 6 o'clock, we turn on the lights. There's the Father Christmas grotto for the children, and I must say, with very nice quality presents as well.
That's just one to be had. I think. Well, let's hope it takes place, and if it
indeed
does, I might come down myself. Actually,
yeah.
Mind you, but I have to socially distance from Santa, and that was just not really the same thing, is it? Clive,
you won't be able to sit on his lap. That's for sure.
I'm not entirely sure I'd want to anyway. Clive, thank you very much for telling us about the Melbourne Community Hub. Good to see it back open again. I hope that you can add the extra services, which I know the people of Melbourne enjoy. Clive Porter, one of the trustees at the Melbourne Community Hub. Thanks for joining us this morning. Clive takes us to 8:23 now.
Cambridge 105 Radio.